Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Canty Foundation Specialist will permanently repair any foundation and crawl space problems. Call for a free estimate today. 843-484-3625. That's 843-484-3625. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
This is Mike Mazzell for Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road with exciting news. It's springtime and we're playing ball. Most dealerships don't have any inventory, but at Stokes Volkswagen, we do. So we're playing ball on every new Volkswagen in stock. Every new Volkswagen available with zero down. Qualified buyers can sign and drive with interest-free financing for 60 months. Remember, Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road is the fastest, easiest way to sell your car and get the most money for your trade. Plus, we'll take any trade in any condition, paid off or not. Is your credit in a slump?
Strike two!
If you've got $500 down and you make at least $2,000 per month, our lenders can get you approved. So if you want to strike out, that's okay. But if you want to hit a home run and save on a new Volkswagen, come see us today at Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road or StokesVW.com.
$1,666 per month for 1,000 borrowed for 60 months at 0% APR with zero down. Plus tax tag. Includes $499.50 administration fee. Subject to VCI credit approval. Expires month end.
Peace and love at Stokes VW.
Three-time major winner and 2020 European Ryder Cup captain Padraig Harrington for iPromise. iPromise eye vitamins are helping athletes all over the world gain an edge over the competition. That's why iPromise eye vitamins are the number one recommended eye supplement. If you need help with your vision, just listen to this.
Now that I'm back playing golf on the golf course, I definitely have picked up better with my contrast. And I suppose I see that a little bit in driving at night, but definitely on the golf course, I'm seeing the colors better, the contrast better, which has led to me putting better. Quite simply, if you look at my stats, I'm holding more putts, I'm reading the greens better, I'm more confident on the greens. That's been a big step for me, but it's not an overnight thing. You just kind of gradually, and all of a sudden, you just go, actually, it is better. These things are working better, and the confidence that has brought has really improved my putting.
Visit iPromise.com for 50% off any product when you use the promo code PGA. Upgrade your eyes with iPromise and get 50% off when you use the promo code PGA. iPromise.com.
Pro soccer is back in the Lowcountry as the Charleston Battery take on the New York Red Bulls 2. Sunday, May 23rd at 2, live from Patriots Point. Don't miss a minute of the action with tickets starting at just $12. Enjoy live music, a beer garden, and local food trucks before the game in the Battery Pavilion. Limited tickets still available. Get yours today at charlestonbattery.com. South Carolina's premier pro soccer club, the Charleston Battery, now at Patriots Point.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. And right now, before we check in with our buddy from Mount Pleasant Seafood, Ralph Fish, be the third caller, and you will win a $25 gift card to Mount Pleasant Seafood. So again, be the third caller right now. You'll have to come by the station and pick it up. Then you can take it over to Mount Pleasant Seafood and enjoy some of that good fish Ralph Fitch has over there. Time now to check in with our buddy, Ralph Fitch. Ralph, how are you today?
Happy Wednesday afternoon.
Happy hump day to you, Bobby.
Happy hump day to you.
Hey, how is everything? Good PGA going on out there?
Well, the practice round today. It gets started tomorrow, but we got a great location. Weather's great. It's going to be a fun week out here.
Well, I tried to find you today. I couldn't locate you. Where are you located out there in case I get back tomorrow?
We're in the Freshfields Village, right across from the Harris Teeter.
Oh, you're in the village. Okay, yeah. I know right where that is. I should have swung by there. Of course, you weren't there when I swung by at 4:30 this morning.
No, I was not there. Luke was here, but I wasn't.
No, we have a group from the church that are volunteering out there for donations to the church. So some of us went out at 4:30, and some of them relieved us at 12 o'clock from our shift. And so I got to see, not up close, but I got to see swinging on. We were set up by the driving range, and I got to see Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy and Big John Daly. Big John Daly was out there.
Well, there you go. You're at it. You're at, that's a productive day right there.
That is to get to see. And the thing is, there was a bunch of other people out there, but I'll be honest with you, they were so young, I don't know who they are, Bob. I don't mind telling my age, you know, that the ones that I couldn't tell, they're probably young enough to be my grandsons. But it's a great day out there. It was good to see all the people, with the one-third the size crowd. It still looked crowded, so I'm happy for the people. The weather's supposed to be good, so y'all have a yabba-dabba-doo time out there.
There you go.
Let's talk seafood, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing here. We've got some fresh local grouper in. Groupers are very firm white meat fish, good baked, broiled, grilled, fried, any way you want to do it. It is really tender, moist, and very, very flavorful fish. Grouper this afternoon is going to be fixed up honey cured style. Going to use 2 tablespoons of honey, 1/4 tablespoon of cinnamon, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, a little bit of salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and a couple of pounds of that fresh grouper fillet. What we do is mix all the ingredients real well. Place your grouper in an oiled baking dish. Coat the grouper with this mixture. Go put a cover on it. Set the oven on bake at 350. It's going to be in there about 12 or 15 minutes, as we always say, until the fish flakes. Then you take the cover off, put it back another couple of minutes under the broiler. Honey-cured grouper is a good one, Bob.
Sounds good. I bet you know where you can get the grouper and the recipe.
That would be here on the creek, right next to the Sherm Creek Bridge, where it's been since 1945. Give us a call on the phone at 843-884-4122. Look us up on the web, mtpleasantseafood.com. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook. All these recipes that Bob and I talk about are right there on the web page. Or better yet, come on in the store. We're there another 55 minutes till 6 o'clock today and back open at 9 in the morning.
There you go. Blake, do we got a winner of the gift card?
We do. Mike Jones will be coming to see you once he comes and picks up the gift card this week. He'll be on his way to see you, Ral.
Mike Jones, we've been looking for you in the store. Thanks a lot for listening to Bobby, and thanks a lot for picking up Mount Pleasant Seafood.
Hey, when you think of Mount Pleasant,
you're thinking seafood.
When you think of seafood,
you gotta think Mount Pleasant Seafood.
Ray, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you Friday, okay?
Have a super day, Bob. Thanks.
All right. There you go, Ralph Fitch, making everybody hungry. For those of you coming out here, just some of the things you may need to know. They originally said you would have to wear a mask. You do have to wear a mask on the shuttle, but once you get to the course, they're not requiring masks, right?
Correct. No masks.
And you can bring one bottle of water. And then you better have a lot of money to get that second bottle of water. So expect high prices, right?
Yes.
At the concessions.
Yes. If I bought a bottle of water today for $6, so I'm gonna petition the PGA to lower my annual dues for the amount of money that they're making this week.
That's right. They suggest make sure your phone is fully charged. Tickets, you have to use your phone to get in. Also, you are allowed to bring a lightweight chair. So because there's no grandstands or anything out there this year because of the COVID and everything, you have to use credit card, Apple Pay, or Google Pay. No cash, no checks. What golf tournament would take a check?
Gosh, checks are almost
I could have a good time out there if they could take a check. Credit card, Apple Pay, Google Pay, any of that. And things you can do out there. Of course, they've got a 13,000 square foot PGA shop. They have a large scale replica of the Wanamaker Trophy. All kinds of local food options out there. And you can actually watch the competition from the Ultra Club. How do you get in that? Are you a member of the Ultra Club?
I think as long as you don't mind drinking Michelob Ultra, they'll probably let you in. I'm not sure what the Ultra Club is, actually.
You can get organic seltzer, too.
There you go.
So
prickly pear, cucumber, melon.
You can go out and have a swing analysis by a PGA professional. And then if you're a Chase Sapphire Card member, there's a big tent there. And the first 300 Chase Sapphire Card members get a branded gift item. So there you go. They do suggest that you download the PGA app. And best viewing spots, they say, 9th green, 13th green, hole 17, and they suggest you wait, walk out, check out the front nine as well.
Yeah, what I was going to say, the two things I take away from that, and one thing I'm going to try to do the rest of this week is to bring a chair or a stool. The Ocean Course, although it is a phenomenal golf course, one of the hardest, you know, the best in the Charleston area, obviously major championship worthy, it is not a great spectator golf course. And to keep going on that, with COVID, we don't have grandstands or very limited grandstands. So if you are planning on being out here for most of the day, that's a lot of time on your feet. So if you have a light chair to bring, you can find good spots to camp out to use that. And then also, if you have time, take advantage of that free PGA swing analysis. Those are PGA professionals like myself. They're right there when you get off the buses. They've got about five different hitting bays, and you just – come and they can give you a quick little swing analysis. And so many times I give lessons to people who've never had golf instruction before. So you have an opportunity to get swing analysis from some of the best instructors in the world for free. So
not as good as Scott, but pretty good.
No.
But hey, so take advantage of that opportunity, and that's what's special to me and other PGA professionals, this PGA championship, and what our organization means to the game.
There you go. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. If you have a golf question for Scott and Meredith, they're going to be in and out all week long, along with Luke and myself. We'll be out here from 12 to 6 tomorrow, 12 to 6 Friday. We've got a special show on Saturday from 4 to 7, and then we'll be back to wrap it up 4 until the tournament is over with. We say 7, but it could go a little bit longer. Now, which is the golf tournament? Is this the one, if it's a tie, you come back Monday?
Or is that the U.S. Open? That was the U.S. Open, but they changed that for the U.S.
They
Open.
Did?
There's no longer an 18-hole playoff. I was looking last week with the Byron Nelson. I was looking back over the career of Byron Nelson and how great it was. And he had several not only major championships won, but normal golf tournaments that were won via playoff, and even, let's say, the Texas Open back in the 40s. If you tied on Sunday, you'd go play 18 holes on Monday. So now that the U.S. Open doesn't have that anymore, we no longer have that Monday playoff. So I think it's, what is it, three-hole aggregate?
Yes.
Three-hole aggregate playoff if we have a tie.
There you go. So I learned something. I learned a lot today. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I might be a... Scott Van Pelt, I might be coming for your job here in a couple of years. I hang around with these two. So, anyway, all right, we got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the big-time pairings tomorrow, who you might want to follow. This one is going to have a lot of people following him, I can tell you that.
That's right.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Reports of an accident down the Marquardt westbound at Sam Rittenberg Boulevard that has the Marquardt westbound shut down in the area. Avoid it and expect delays. Also in West Ashley, reports of an accident Bees Ferry at Glen McConnell. We do have reports of an accident on Johns Island River Road near Black Ground Road. Crowfield at Planters and Red Bank at Bayshore, reports of accidents as well. Lots of heavy traffic on your major routes home. Expect delays as you travel. Traffic's brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12. Brought to you by Home Telecom. My Wi-Fi X from Home Telecom extends coverage to the whole house.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
The afternoon. Final day of the practice rounds. Tournament starts bright and early tomorrow morning. Some of the big-time pairings coming off the first tee at 114. Phil Mickelson, Jason Day, Patrick Harrington. I'm just giving some of the ones that I think will be a lot of people will be looking at. 136, Gary Woodland, Justin Rose, Cameron Smith, 158, Webb Simpson, Jordan Spieth, Will Zalatoris, 209, Dustin Johnson, Shane Lowry, Sergio Garcia. Then off of the 10th tee in the morning, 822, Lee Westwood, Victor Hovland, Xander Schauffele, followed by Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and Brooks Koepka. And then at 844, Colin Morikawa, Bryson DeChambeau, and Hideki Matsuyama. I would imagine those three right there going off in the morning are going to be probably the crowd favorites to follow, I would think.
Well, let's not forget 131 off of the 10th tee. We have Russell Henley, Carlos Ortiz, and Jazz Janawana.
That's it, Jazz Janawana. So, yes, sir, that's my boy. So anyway, just some of the groupings come out tomorrow. Well, what are the chances? And we know the Rory McIlroy is the I think he's the favorite. John Rahm 14-1, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas 16-1, Dustin Johnson, DeChambeau 18-1. How about some of these names like Kevin Na and Kevin Kisner, Tony Finau, names that we always hear people picking them to win, but they, like, don't win anymore. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Right. It's
You're dealing with me, you know. I don't make a whole lot of sense. But, you know, I mean, like Adam Scott was, you know, these guys, Jack Johnson, some of those guys that were, they looked like they were going to take over the golf world and then kind of just kind of faded out.
Yeah, you know, well, to
Jason Day is one.
Jason Day is one. Jason Day, I haven't spit out too many stats today, but Jason Day's putting is not what it used to be. When he was number one in the world and won the PGA Championship in 2015, his strokes gained approach stat was over 100. He was ranked over 100th in the world. Basically, with his approach stats, it was his putting that was phenomenal. I mean, the guy could make anything and everything. So now that – and that's why I always say that putting is the great equalizer. Now that the putter is not really working out for him, same as with the likes of Ricky Fowler, you know, you seemingly – fall down the list. That's how fickle this game is. You can you can be you can be the next hot thing one day, and then you can look up 6 months later and there are six new names that are up there. To your point, Bobby, of following groups, your groups on the back nine from 822 to 824, we have Westwood, Hovland, Schauffele, McIlroy, Thomas, Koepka, Morikawa, DeChambeau, Matsuyama. Those are the heavy hitters right there. They'll be going off in the afternoon off of number one on Friday. If you are coming out and want to follow groups, my suggestion would be to stay ahead of the group. You're going to see you're going to have much better vantage points if you stay ahead of the groups that you want to watch rather than if you get caught in the weeds of people and then you get behind these guys and then you're struggling for vantage points. So try to stay ahead when they're on the green, already kind of be working towards the next hole so that you can see shots coming in rather than being behind and having to catch up. But, Meredith, who would you think, back to what we were talking about of these fringe guys, so to speak, who would you put your money on somebody who isn't a favorite?
Yeah, I mean, even somebody like a Fleetwood, mm-hmm. who's a great ball striker. I haven't heard a lot about Justin Rose. You know, somebody was mentioning a lot of the European guys are probably going to fare well here because they're so used to links and they're so used to wind. So that wouldn't shock me either that they would perform well.
And Justin Rose finished tied for third in 2012, so he's one of the players that has some experience on this golf course in major championship conditions and was pretty successful here the last time they played. I like
Webb
him
Simpson leads the tour in scrambling. You know, talk about avoiding bogeys and avoiding that momentum killer of, you know, getting it up and down and you having 6, 7, 8 footers that you're trying to grind out pars.
Yeah, you've got a lot of guys. I'd be interested to see how someone like Abraham Ancer plays. Phenomenal ball striker. I actually saw him in person for the first time today, and he's about as tall as that fence post right there to our left. he is not very big, but so I want to see how a guy – now, he's played very well at the Masters.
Yes.
He's played very well in majors. That hasn't – translated to normal tour events, he is not one on the PGA Tour, but he's risen to the occasion in major championships. We'll see if he can do that this week. This golf course, I don't know if it's going to be too big for him, but another guy who can really control his golf ball. But you know, unfortunately, Father Time's undefeated. I mean, Time, you know, like the Zach Johnsons of the world, the Adam Scotts, they're not the spring chickens that they once were. They're not in the prime of their careers anymore.
And you saying Meredith would call them sir? Are they that old yet?
It's borderline. Borderline. But,
they're getting there. Yeah, they're getting there, Bobby.
There. But, you know, it's funny, especially the nature of golf right now and the way we get new talent out here so quickly. Like the likes that we've seen recently, Matt Wolf is not in good form. He actually withdrew this week. But, you know, Matt Wolf, Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland, Will Zalatoris, Scottie Scheffler. I mean, those are some names of guys just here in the last 2-3 years that are not only quick to be on the scene but are favorites week in and week out. So, it's hard to – we got spoiled with the likes of Tiger and seeing dominance for a long time, but this is the way the sport usually
And they're ready
works.
Right when they get on tour.
Yes.
Whereas before it was, hey, you're going to need to get a few years under your belt on tour before you start
right.
hearing your name in contention. But these guys are coming out ready to contend. And even like Will Zalatoris, who played at Wake Forest last year, he came out and was – he's like, if I'm stupid enough to think I can play in Augusta, then I'm stupid enough to think I can win.
Right.
And he ends up runner-up at the Augusta National.
Right,
so
right.
It's wild.
All right, we need to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll just talk some more golf. That's why we're here, right? That's why we brought y'all here.
That's right. I mean, hey, we get a major championship here once a decade. It's a big
there
deal.
There you go. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
The Charleston Sports Report is brought to you by Somerville Ford. All 9 members of the batting order reached base via a hit, and 6 players drove in at least 1 run, and the College of Charleston completed a 4-game season sweep against the Citadel Bulldogs with a 10-3 win on Tuesday evening at Patriots Point. The Cougars' win streak over the Bulldogs will now head into its 8th year. The Gamecocks' Wes Clark belted his 20th home run of the season, and the University of South Carolina combined for a 3-hit shutout as the Gamecocks defeated Appalachian State 2-0. Stadium capacity for this weekend's series between Tennessee and South Carolina at Founders Park will be at 100%, according to South Carolina Athletics Director Ray Tanner. Face coverings are encouraged but not required outdoors at Founders Park. Face coverings will continue to be required in indoor areas for fans and working staff, except while actively eating or drinking. The Charleston River Dogs will also begin selling additional tickets to all home games in light of changes in public health guidance from the CDC. With this Charleston Sports Radio update, I'm Terry Bass.
At Somerville Ford, we've got the Ford you want, the exceptional customer service you deserve, and fair prices that you can count on. Visit us in-store and check out the hundreds of Ford models in stock in our showroom and on our lot, or shop our incredible inventory of new and used vehicles online 24/7 at SomervilleFord.com. Wait for 390-00535 for complete details.
There's only one place to go for the best price and more. You'll pay too much if it's not Somerville Ford.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com.
Buying an engagement ring is more than just saying you love someone. It's saying you don't want to live life without them, and you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And that's why it's Catel's Manufacturing Jewelers. We so want to help when two lives come together. And why, just like you have your family doctor or dentist, we want to be your family jeweler, your full-service family jeweler. Full service because we work the metals and set the stones all in-house to create some of the most unique pieces, all for exceptional value. We also carry some of the hottest designer brands like Coast Diamond, Romance Bridal, and Viraggio. But it's our unique ability to custom create unique specialty pieces in our workshops just for the two of you that make us your family jeweler. For your engagement ring, come let us show you everything that that can mean. Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, Mount Pleasant, Charleston, and Scatell's.com.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
ESPN Summer Golf Tour is so popular that Stono Ferry is now sold out. Come back Monday, May 17th at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play the stunning Plantation at Edisto Golf Course. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this one-hit wonder Wednesday afternoon. I think we can all agree we're all glad that was a one-hit wonder. Meredith's having a good time with the music today. Joined today by Meredith Taylor, former golfer at the University of South Carolina. Scott Glaze, the head professional out at Stono Ferry, former College of Charleston golfer.
That's right.
Did y'all know each other before the Women's U.S. Open?
No.
Never met.
There you go. Well, we appreciate y'all being a part of the coverage. Y'all both know. I always think of weird things, right? Where do these guys stay? Do they rent houses? Or most of these guys, but there are guys on the that are here that can't afford a $500 a night room or something like that. I'm guessing maybe some of these club professionals.
Right. Now, I would bet a lot of these guys flew into the Johns Island Executive Airport. And Meredith and I were talking about this earlier. I'd love to know where these guys are staying, because if you've been out to the ocean course, there are some nice, nice homes the closer you get to the ocean course. And
you think people just maybe leave Kiawa, rent the houses
right
out to golfers?
Well, they do that at Augusta National.
Right.
Folks will take their vacation that week and rent it out to a player.
Except that old crotchety couple that won't move.
Yeah. Then they'll pay their mortgage for the rest of the year
exactly
with what they make that
That's
week.
Right.
I bet a lot of your big names are staying within the gates of Kiawa, so to speak.
Right.
Now we have seen and I've always I'd like to see what you think about this, Meredith. We have seen two players in the field as we've been sitting here in Fresh Fields. We've seen Jimmy Walker and his wife, and we saw Robert Streb and his wife. Now, Meredith and I know that because we're golf nuts and golf nerds. But
nobody
I don't
else.
Think
Jimmy Walker was in. You didn't holler dynamite at him. Come on.
Nobody else recognizes them but us.
But I think I could really get on board with having my tour card year after year. Jimmy Walker's a major champion. He
That's
won
right
this tournament in, 2016?
Yes.
And having that anonymity to be able to walk through Fresh Fields to go to dinner with your wife. And
nobody recognizes you.
I think that's pretty great. That might be better than being Rory McIlroy this week.
Wish you'd have told me, because I would have
I would have gone, dynamite. I bet he's never heard that, ever. Yeah. Ever in his life. But
probably not. Well, I'll keep my eyes peeled. If we see anybody else,
right.
We'll,
I didn't know what some of the golfers that are not the big-name golfers, maybe they have host families, let them stay there or something like that. I'm sure that's something the PGA and Kiowa get together to make sure that there are places for these people to stay.
Oh, for sure, especially for your international players. I wouldn't be surprised if they had some host families. That's some of the coolest experience I had in amateur golf and college golf, junior golf. I'm sure
yes.
You did too, Meredith, of staying with host families.
Right.
Going to a place that you're unfamiliar with and having a host family to take you in. We always did that.
Yep.
There's a high school tournament, prestigious high school tournament in the state called the Southern Cross, which is at the Palmetto Club in Aiken, and you always stay with the host family. So that's pretty fun. You don't see it as much on this level, but I'm sure that's still the case.
I actually hosted a golfer that was here in front of the Azalea.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And he actually won, and he didn't win any money, but he had, like, toasters and stuff. And he just left all that stuff in my house. I don't even remember the guy's name. He won the Azalea. This was years ago. He played golf at the University of Alabama.
Wow.
And nice.
He was one of my fraternity brothers who played golf at Carolina called me, knew this guy from the whatever tour they were on, I forget what
right.
It was called back then, asked me if I could put him up. I said, sure. And he won. And
it's like that on the LPGA tour as well with host families.
Right.
And then you develop these relationships and you come back year after year and you stay with the same family.
I mean, I had a toaster. He could accept all that. He couldn't, I guess.
That's right.
Accept money and everything. So that's my closest, other than sitting with y'all, my closest to golf greatness. So that's my, I have a million stories in case you're wondering. But anyway, all right, some of the maybe not so well-known names to watch that might have a shot at winning this thing.
Not so well-known that has
and then, now, y'all just recognize Jimmy Walker down the street.
Yeah, we did.
Y'all know who all these people are. But the average golf fan, they know McIlroy, Mickelson, those guys, the big names. But
I'll say Daniel Berger. Not many people know Daniel Berger, but he's coming to form.
Right.
He's got a shot. Everybody does when they teed up Thursday. But he's been playing really well lately. That's not being talked about.
Yeah. I agree. Matthew Fitzpatrick, he looks, from a distance, he'll look a lot like Jordan Spieth, so don't get confused if you're out here trying to track down Spieth. He's played very well recently. He's climbed all the way up to number 17 in the world. He's from England, but not well-known by the casual golf fans. He's somebody who just has a complete game.
Really great player.
And you can see him on the top of the leaderboard. Gosh, who else is standing out to you?
How about Phil Mickelson? I mean, nobody's even mentioning his name. Does he just no longer have the game anymore to do this? I know he said he wasn't going to take the exemption, then he did, so he's here. But I mean, he hasn't shown anything. He was leading a couple weeks ago after the first round,
right at the Wells Fargo,
right.
Just fell off. He still has the game. He's going to go down as one of the best players of this generation.
No doubt.
And really, if it wasn't for Tiger Woods, we would hold Phil Mickelson.
He'd be even bigger.
Yeah, he'd be even bigger.
There's your hourly Tiger Woods mention right there. I had to point that out.
We need to have a sponsor for that this week so they can get a plug every time I mention Tiger. But, I think there are guys, just looking at a list of names here, Sam Burns has played a lot of good golf recently, finally broke through and won. He was somebody that I was looking at earlier as somebody that might be able to break through on the major championship stage. I just don't know. We've seen him do well at these lesser tour events. We saw him win the Valspar. There's a difference between playing and doing well in the Valspar Championship than doing well in the PGA Championship.
True.
So who knows? He could shock us and come out and play well and really show his intestinal fortitude, so to speak. But, of course, we're pulling for Kevin Kisner, fellow South Carolinian. I don't think he's got the length to
– I don't know either. I love him, but I don't know that he can
– Here's a name for you, Garrick Higo. that is a definite. People do not know that name. He has won twice in the last 3 weeks on the European Tour. He's left-handed, and he's won in dominant fashion. He's won by 4 or 5 strokes each time and shooting crazy low numbers. I think both events, he was at least 25 under par for four-day events.
That's crazy.
Now, granted, those golf courses are playing a little bit less difficult than the Ocean Course will this week. But a guy who could come in, and I would not be shocked at all if his name was at the top of the leaderboard by the end of the week and maybe even compete. And a lot of people would say, wait, who in the heck's this guy?
So, I was going to ask you, too, about Max Homa. He's got bones on the bag this week. I thought that was interesting.
I think that bodes very well for Max Homa. I like Max Homa a lot. For those who really dive into being golf nerds, he's on a golf podcast with Shane Bacon.
He's got bones on the bag.
He's got bones on the bag.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Bill Mickelson's old caddy. His nickname is Bones.
Okay, I got you.
Jim Bones Mackay, who is regarded
as... I'm a fluff guy myself.
Yeah. Well, like fluff, Bones is... Bones is known as just one of the best caddies of the past, 20 years or so. And he's been doing analysis for NBC and does a great
job. He's so good at it.
Yeah. And and really helps their broadcast and is on the bag for Max Homa this week. Won earlier this year at the Genesis at Riviera, and that type of experience from a caddy standpoint could be big for somebody like Max, who has the game to come out and win.
Yeah, he
this
won
week.
At Quail last year,
right?
Which is a beast of a golf course
too.
It's
a PGA Championship former host and future host. So he has the game to win on a big stage like this, and sometimes you just need that caddy just to that little extra oomph. Whether it's for your mental psyche or for the actual way you plot around the golf course. Mm-hmm. So another guy, I wouldn't be surprised if he was up there.
I was going to ask you this question, and I'm going to change it up. I was going to ask you, who does the course favor and who's going to struggle this week? But is it the course or is it the weather that's going to cause the problems?
Both.
If there was no wind.
If there was no wind, this golf course.
I know there's never going to not be any wind because, again, it's on the ocean. But if it was no wind, would this course be that hard?
Well, we saw in 2012 with the tournament being played in August that the maintenance staff of the Ocean Course couldn't control the moisture levels. So you can't control those afternoon thunderstorms. So the place could get really soft. And in August, we got some very docile conditions. The wind laid down. Now, it did really pick up one day, and we had a scoring average of about 79. But it played a lot easier in 2012. I think the fact that it's firm, if there was no wind, this golf course...
Defenseless.
It's defenseless. The wind is what makes this golf course play tough. So I think those go one in the same. The wind is the golf course. That makes the course. The ocean course is not the ocean course without the wind. So I think they go hand in hand. I don't know. What
Yeah, and when you step up on a par three that's over 230 and it's over water and you got the wind in your face, yeah.
Yeah,
welcome to the Ocean Course.
Again, this is why I've been invited to play out here twice for free, and I turned down both invitations. I have no desire to play out here.
Well, it's like,
Beauty
and the Beast. Beauty, like, it's the most iconic place, beautiful property, gorgeous, and then you tee it up. And it's not so fun.
Right.
It's a beast. It's so tough. And it's just mentally grueling.
Well, you guys have walked the course. I mean, is there anywhere on the course where you get a little break from the wind, like you get back a little bit off the ocean, or is it all?
No, it's all
right there on the
it's
ocean.
It's all difficult, but the par fives. I mean, you can talk to that. They'll be birdies and eagles.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be ready to go when that tee goes in the ground the first hole. I mean, just strap in. Get ready to go. 1, 2, and 3, those are going to be your easier holes even with the wind. Also, shout out to on the third hole. If you are on the third hole this week, any of the volunteers you see are all proud members of Stono Ferry. That is our hole. So,
are they raising money for the church too? Or what?
Yeah, I hope they're raising money for my salary. But no, this I had a buddy remind me today.
Why are you doing it? The Ronald McDonald House is out there too. Look there, you go.
So I had a buddy remind me today, a fellow teammate at the College of Charleston. We used to host an event at the Ocean Course and played this course at about 1,000 yards less than they're playing it this week. It would play in the college event roughly 6,800 yards. He reminded me today, and now this is one of the best ball strikers, you know, I've known or knew at the collegiate level. He shot 53 on the front nine playing at the Ocean Course. We teed it up, or he teed it up in severe wind. Made a 14 on the second hole.
Right.
He started out with a double bogey, made a 14 on the par 5, 9 over, and then made a triple and then another double bogey to get settled into his round. So this is a hard
course. Welcome to the Ocean Course.
Welcome to the Ocean Course.
Again, this is why I would never. I mean, if your guy made a 14,
yeah.
I mean, I'm talking. I mean, I wouldn't.
It can happen.
They would kick me off after one hole. They'd say, "Sir, why don't you go have some drinks in the clubhouse on us and get off our golf courses?" Is pretty much what they do. All right, we got to take a break. We got one more segment to go. When we come back, get your picks on who you think's going to win, and talk a little bit about what are these guys doing tonight. As they get ready to kick this thing off tomorrow. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Seeing plenty of heavy traffic on the roadways right now, especially in West Ashley and on your major routes home, the Interstate and 526. If you're traveling Maybank Highway, things are a slow go as well. Watch for accidents on the Mark Park westbound at Sam Rittenberg Boulevard. There's a wreck that has the roadway shut down. Also a wreck Bees Ferry at Glen McConnell. Red Bank at Bayshore and Crowfield at Planters out in Goose Creek. Reports of accidents. Also a wreck on Johns Island River Road near Black Ground Road causing some delays. Max Place is your Chicago-themed Irish sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs. Your home for the Chicago Cubs. Max Place on East Bay, across from the Custom House. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Mostly sunny and warm with a high around 78. Clear and cool tonight with a low around 62. Mostly sunny and pleasant Thursday with a high again around 78. Looking ahead, another beautiful Low Country weekend on tap with no showers and highs grazing the low 90s by Monday. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Cannonball!
To keep your pool in top shape this summer, stop by All Seasons True Value on Folly Road in James Island and Maybank Highway in Johns Island for your salt chlorine testing kit and all other pool supplies. Big box stores just can't give you the service that All Seasons True Value Hardware's friendly and knowledgeable staff can.
For all your hardware and rental needs, come and see my papa, daddy, and uncle at All Seasons True Value Hardware. Just ask Grinnell. Behind every project is a True Value.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, 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 don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Ooh, gotta get one more gift at Kohl's.
Nothing like the last minute. The deals are great. You can get a $39.99 Amazon tablet and 60% off jewelry.
That's why I waited. You know, the deals.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 15% off and Kohl's cash.
Gotta make mom proud.
And don't forget, get it in an hour or less with free store pickup.
Yeah, procrastination really pays off.
15% offer ends May 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here, our final segment of the day. Day one, first of 5 days out here at Freshfields Village as we get ready for the PGA Championship, which kicks off, is that a right term? Yeah. Tees off tomorrow.
Tees off
bright and early tomorrow afternoon. Y'all touched on it early now. Which group would you rather be in? One that goes in the morning or the one that goes in the afternoon? Because really, I mean, it just reverses the next day, and they're saying that the weather's going to be the same for the first 2 days. So does it really matter when you go off tomorrow, Friday?
What would you rather do?
I'd rather go early, late, just because I'd want to go post a score early with the wind as tame as could be. And then going late, you know what you got to do.
Right. Yeah. I'm the same. I usually in these events like the later tee time on Thursday and an early tee time. Now, everyone will have to play both waves. You have a morning tee time, you have an afternoon tee time. It's that way in every tournament ever. And most of the time, I like to play late. If you play well, you can ride the momentum. The fact that basically you go home, eat dinner, wake up, and do it again, you ride that momentum into then the next round, and then you could, if you're playing really well, you can kind of run away and hide from the field. However, I agree with Meredith. With the wind, you are going to have to play in the teeth of the wind at least one of these rounds on Thursday, Friday, and then if you're playing well, continue to play in it on the weekend. I'd rather to settle my nerves and for the psyche,
yes,
do it on Thursday or have the morning round Thursday to play well, and then kind of know what I have to do then on Friday and be able to have time to prepare for it.
What are these guys doing tonight as the tournament starts tomorrow? I mean, these are professionals. Do they just kind of go about their normal business, or what are y'all like before? What were you like before?
Yeah, I mean, you try to keep the routine as normal as possible. I would always go through my yardage book, go through every hole, look at every, you know, basically, I would always go through every shot that I'm going to go through in tournament play. Make sure you got all your targets down, you've got everything. And I'm just a visual kind of player anyway, so I like visualize the whole thing the night before, set up the game plan.
Yeah, set up a game plan. I think you have to have a good balance. I've never been one to be able to be plugged into golf all the time away from golf if I'm playing. So, come up with a game plan, just Yeah, kind of have the thoughts in order and then kind of table that to the side. Yeah, relax. Hopefully, you know, you're here with friends, family, loved ones, and you're able to relax with them and enjoy it and get – I would certainly eat a nice meal with the tough walk that the ocean course is. That's going to be a strain. We've seen several guys in the field who have chosen to come eat at the Fresh Fields Village the night before. But yeah, I would carb up and.
You're not going to go stalk them or anything after the show, are you?
No, trust me, I won't. But you know, for the guys going at 7 a.m. tomorrow, you got to think you need to get a good night's rest. I would think for Patrick Rada, who we mentioned, former South Carolina golfer. And now club professional hitting the first shot of the PGA Championship at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Might be a tough night sleeping for him.
For sure.
So I would certainly try to get in the bed early. And regardless of if you get those 8 hours or maybe you only get three or four based on the nerves, you're running off of adrenaline tomorrow.
What happens if you got a 7 o'clock tee time and you oversleep and miss your tee time? What happens? You're disqualified or?
I don't know if you're somebody like Patrick, if you could go back to your home club.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, I don't recall that ever happening.
Well, you make it so that never happens.
Right.
Like, you have backstop alarms. It's not going to happen. Plus, you're probably going to get up before your alarm clock anyway. Like, I would do that. If I had an early time, I was waking up before the alarm clock. But no, he's not gonna
yeah,
miss
right.
any time.
No, and, you know.
But if you do miss it, you're disqualified.
You're disqualified. You do have. If you happen to be late, you can tee off with a 2-stroke penalty if your group has yet to complete the first hole. So if you happen to just show up a couple minutes late and the group's already teed off, you can still join them with a 2-stroke penalty. But once they're through that first hole. Yeah, you're disqualified.
Yeah, well, somebody, I mean, I don't, it seems like it recently. Didn't somebody have trouble with his clubs getting to him or something like that? And he was real, he just got in on there in time, but it looked like he was going to miss his tee time. I forget who that was. In the last year or so, that happened.
I saw recently. I don't know.
Something with COVID or something to travel and messed his clubs up or something like that.
Right. That's always the stressful part about
traveling. Go to Dick's and buy you another set.
Oh, my gosh. No, these guys have custom clubs.
Well, that's why we bring y'all here.
That's right.
To keep my foolishness straight. All right. We'll give you all afternoon to think about it. Who's going first?
I'm letting Meredith go
first.
I'll go
first. Right.
Yeah. We're at ladies first.
Are we going with picking the winner?
Picking the winner.
Okay, I go Xander Schauffele.
Xander Schauffele.
Yes, sir.
So you and Gene Sapikoff both picking Xander.
I thought he picked Victor Hovland.
Well, I thought he did too.
Oh,
but
he
said he was going with Xander Schauffele.
He hedged, and I'm really going to hedge here because I'm going to give you three different categories. I'm going to give you my dark horse number one is going to be Cameron Smith. His best finish in a PGA Championship was a tie for 25th in 2015. He did win this year in the team event in New Orleans with Mark Leishman. He grew up in Australia, so he's kind of used to the winds, used to the shots that you have to play around this golf course. He's my dark horse to win. He's been in really good form short game. My wouldn't be surprised if you saw it is going to be Will Zalatoris. He is young hotshot on tour. In his first two starts in major championships, he finished sixth at the U.S. Open last year and then just recently finished runner-up at Augusta National. He's only 24 years old, but he has proven that there is no stage too big for him. He hits the ball a long way, hits it very straight. He has that swagger. And last year, I thought Colin Morikawa was too young and not ready yet to win a major championship, and yet he did. I think we could find Zalatoris in the same boat there. But my pick to win is going to be John Rahm. He has six top tens in his past 12 majors. He shot a 66 in the final round at Augusta National, coming fresh off the birth of his first child, which
right.
he kind of had to rush to Augusta National to and from after that happened. racked up a top 10, and it just feels like it is only a matter of time before John Rahm's going to be a major champion. He hits the ball a long way. He can flight it down in the wind, keeps the ball in play, and he's just a good enough putter to where on these greens, which aren't really going to get away from you, I think he's going to be able to make putts. So I say John Rahm, and I'll even throw in a score 10 under.
John You're going Rahm. Double
10
digits?
Under.
10 under.
You think with the wind and everything, it's going to be a low? That's low of a score.
I hope that I'm proven wrong, but I'll stick with my guns. I'm going to say 10 under. I would love to see it be like 3 under. I would love to see that type of weekend. But I do. These guys are the best in the world. There is a lot of space out there, and I think the guys who are going to be at the top of the leaderboard are going to find. They're going to find birdies. They're not going to be in bunches.
Oh, but, for sure.
Yeah.
Do they know where the pins are going to be tonight before they go out there tomorrow, or do they go out there tomorrow and find out?
They usually post the morning of.
Guys have a good idea of where they're going to be.
Same at Augusta. We know exactly where the pins are going to be on each day.
Right. I've seen guys the last few days, they throw down little discs that are the same size of a cup that they putt to or pitch to. It depends on the event. Sometimes they will mark where the first round locations will be in spray paint on the green, and you can find those dots. It just depends on the event.
You get your cat and you sit and sneak out there in the middle of the night, find out where they
with
are.
With a headlamp, yeah.
Thank y'all, man. Appreciate it.
Then thank you, Bobby. Looking forward to a good weekend.
Yep. We'll be back out here tomorrow. Thank everybody who called. Thank everybody listening. And, again, if you're coming out here anytime for the PGA Championship, we're at Freshfields Village. We're right across from the Harris Teeter. Beer Gardens right to the right. And they spell it with B-I-E-R. But I don't know why, but
it's German.
Okay. If we were in Germany, that'd be fine. So, thank y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right. Everybody have a good night. Talk to you then.
Signed, sealed, and certified, Starling Chevrolet has the largest selection of certified pre-owned Chevys in the Lowcountry. Trucks, sedans, SUVs, and more. Find new roads at Starling Chevy, Mount Pleasant, or online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
Your auto glass should always have a clear view. That's why you call Clear View Auto Glass free mobile service. Their friendly certified technicians will do an amazing job on your windshield. Locally owned.